Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, love expert Allie Breen, right after this from Tom Babe.
This is Mike Matthews of Collection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm calling in regards to your delinquent account with Dr.
Yeah?
It has been turned into our collection agency for the amount of $43.
You gotta be kidding me.
No, sir, I'm not.
No, hold on. Let me tell you something. That doctor had me come in about 6 months ago for a full physical, put me there in his little examination room, told me to get naked. I'm sitting there butt-ass naked for about 20 minutes. Finally, he comes in and says, put this gown on. I tell you, the gown had lace on it. He told me finally, he said, want to check my prostate. I told me to bend over, so you know, I'm thinking, hey, he's a doctor. He's going there. I'm bending over and stuff. Checking my prostate, turn around, the guy had both hands on my shoulder. I don't think it's damn bit funny right now. I'm just laughing my experience I gone through.
Sir?
Yeah?
Your medical history is irrelevant,
sir. I'm telling you, he's not getting no money from me. I went there to get a physical, told me to put a 90 on. I put the thing on, he checked my prostate out, had both hands on my shoulders and everything. I can't even look at my wife the same way. Come out, Bob's cutting the grass next door, and I get kind of sexually aroused, and I don't even know which way I'm coming or going.
Do you understand?
Have you talked to them over there? Have you talked to them?
Yes, I have, sir. I've talked to their...
Did he ask about me?
Well, the doctor's not even involved. I'm talking to their accounting department.
I mean, he's still jogging and working out the weights and everything.
I have no idea.
He's getting kind of buffed there for a while. I think
he's
got up a little bit like Brad Pitt.
Sir, is your good credit history worth $43?
Hell, a lot of virginity for $43. Don't worry about that damn $43. And maybe I'll call him up. If he knew you were calling me right now, he'd probably be pissed. And he don't know that you're crying. Sure the hell, he don't know what this is all about.
Sir, your account has been turned over to us. It leaves our hands and goes into the lawyer's hands.
That's much, boy, tell you what, you're about as much pain in the ass as he was. I'm going to go. You can screw you, buddy.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Allie is, I understand, on her way to Mexico yet again.
Again?
For another excursion.
No, I'm actually going to India.
Oh.
Well, that's totally different.
Wow. Totally different.
Are you playing in the play, What If Gandhi Were a Lady? You'll have to lose no pounds.
Yeah.
Allie's a very thin young lady. Allie, now we've been telling everybody you broke up. You're a single gal. Have you met Mr. Wright? He's taking you to India?
No, I'm going with my girlfriend, Anna. We're doing like a meditation yoga retreat.
Oh, my God.
Going to go find yourself? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, we're going to eat, pray, and love. Yeah. Exactly.
Whatever.
You can meditate in California. Why go to India?
It's supposed to be better there. Meditation's better in India, right?
Okay.
All right.
They probably... Yeah. Okay.
Is that from like the Maharishi tour industry?
Yeah, pretty much. It's supposed to make you feel like you're doing something better for yourself, I think. And it's 90 degrees where I'm going, which is going to be great.
So are you going to be seeing a lot of the sights, the Taj Mahal and whatnot?
No, so we're going to the south. It's I have to say this name very carefully. We're going to Kochi.
Oh, okay.
India. Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Kochi.
Okay. So it's not even close to Coochie.
No.
Okay. That's a meat filled dough ball, right? The Kochi.
Very
good. Delicious.
Now, we should explain that our guest, comedian Joe Larson, do you know each other, by the way?
We have met. We have performed together.
We've done shows together.
Yeah. Now, Joe has scored big time. He married a doctor. Mm-hmm.
Ooh, good for you, Joe.
Thank you. Yes.
What kind of doctor?
I don't care.
Good answer.
Mm-hmm. But Allie recently single.
Yeah.
Following a breakup.
Yes. Well, you see, the trick to marrying a doctor is not being smart or intelligent. It's all timing. It's timing. My wife had just gotten divorced from a guy who turned out to become a heroin addict, so after that, I looked great.
Ah, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it really, I just.
It's not vomit, it's spaghetti sauce.
Exactly. Okay, just, yeah, totally.
Now, Allie, do we have any letters from the lovelorn?
Absolutely. Dear Allie, I've been talking to this girl on and off for a while. I just realized we have almost nothing in common. She is fine with it, but when I mention my interest, she's just like, yeah. She's nice enough, but I have my doubts. What should I do?
Why are you bothering?
Why are we doing this?
She's nice enough.
Right. End it.
So they're just...
Are they even doing it, or are they just talking?
Are they just...
They've got to be doing it. I mean, that's got to be the only reason to stay together, right?
This doesn't matter. Break up. It's not even a breakup.
No. It's just not talking.
Yeah, you just
anymore.
stop seeing each other.
I don't think no one would notice.
No, you can part ways and be fine.
What is it? The great line from Seinfeld, Jerry, we should break up. Were we going out?
Yeah. Just go ahead and end it.
They have nothing in common, no interest at all.
It sounds like it, which she's fine with, but
sounds more like a Starbucks relationship.
How desperate are people to just be in a relationship, I guess?
Oh, honey.
Well, it's the winter.
It is cold. That's true.
The bed gets chilly.
I think studies have shown.
I wanted to go to the museum. She wanted to pick her boogers. But I thought, she's a nice gal.
She's nice enough.
Yeah, sure. I was thinking of going to a bookstore, and she said, I've never read a book in my life. And I thought,
it's the drooling.
It's okay. And,
yeah, she was nice about it.
We're together for the carpool lane, really. That's all.
Breakup. That's the first one we all agree on.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, find someone to break with up. One interest that you have in common. Just one, even, is better than this.
Now, Allie, if you were to go on one of those online things and you have to list your interests in order, what would they be?
Oh God, see, I hate that stuff. That's why I'm not good at online dating. I hate that too. Right, that list of what you like and don't like. I mean,
well, sorry to bother you.
I know everybody puts, I like going on long walks, which I've always wondered, then why don't they meet each other when they're all going on these long walks? Aren't they passing other people?
Well, you know why
they
say that, right? Because studies have shown that people whose dating profiles make them look active are more attractive.
People still put, I like going on long walks.
Yes.
I only started liking long walks since I had kids and got married.
Yeah.
Now you like them alone.
Why not just write, I like cliches? Yes.
long walks in my refrigerator.
And someone else also must have said, you look more attractive to women if you have a picture of yourself with a dog. Because they have pictures with dogs.
That's kind of an old
one. So, Allie, you're not going to share with us what you'd put on that list?
I mean, I guess I would put that I like travel. Here's the thing. Tell me if I should or shouldn't put this. Uh-oh. You know what I love that's the most, least attractive quality? Probably, I love chess.
No, you should put that.
Should I put that on
the dating pool?
No.
Exactly.
It doesn't.
Allie, here it is. You put I'm thin, I'm blonde,
windbag.
I like long walks, chess, and sodomy. You are going to have
sodomy.
I'm going to rack up the dates.
We're back to the bus.
You should put chess on there.
Oh, sorry. I meant to say chess.
Josh, didn't you go on a long walk with a one time with a girl into some spooky woods? Didn't you do that?
I did. Oh, yeah. We were walking into the dark forest. Yeah. And
she said, "I'm scared." You're scared. I got to walk out of here alone.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
Exactly right. So long walks have a purpose. Wow, that was teamwork there. Holy hell. I had no idea.
Passing it back and forth.
Toss the ball.
Oh, God. Maybe, no, on we've discussed the fact that there are these dating sites for people of all stripes. I mean, they've got various religions, various interests. And I'm sure there has to be one for senior citizens, right?
Yeah, over 50.
I'm sure.
Is there one for like over 80 and over 70?
Oh, I don't think so. I think it's
lemonparty.com. Yeah. Yeah.
I like going for short walks.
It's called How Do You Get on the Internet Again? What?
Allie just brought up a fundamental problem about the dating sites. People really aren't themselves. They're not putting down what they really are interested in.
Because everyone's told me not to put that. That's exactly. They're like,
do you like chess?
No, unless you want a nerd brigade.
No. It suggests that you like games, you like relaxing, and that you're an intellectual. That's all that says.
Okay.
Or you're posing as someone who likes those things.
Right. Mm-hmm. I guess that's the other thing. It's weird for most women to like chess, so people might think that's just a...
You're also going to get a lot of messages that are really cryptic with like chess things.
When
you're like,
did
I'd
this
like to put my pawn
so in.
Yeah, there could be. Yeah,
well, would happen. You know, I used to play chess with friends online, and I don't know a lot of people who play, so I play with random people. And the amount of sexual messages that come in just off the chess playing online group is crazy. Guys just are relentless with a... sending gross messages.
Hey, you know what I did with that pawn?
Yeah.
Sure wish it'd been one of those little castle things. Those really hurt.
Come on over, let's play castle trade.
Those really hurt.
The rook.
It hurt.
The little castle thing.
See, I was trying to pose someone who really didn't know how to play chess for the purposes of that joke, implying, of course, that I was sodomizing myself.
Of course. Right, right,
thanks for spelling that out again.
This has been joke dissection.
Rook to king 5, whatever the hell that means. Allie Breen is our guest. Allie on her way to India.
Yes, Kochi, India.
Okay. Yeah, I just looked it up. It's beautiful there. It's right on the water.
Are you going to go to that sandwich place they have there? I heard...
what sandwich place is that, Josh?
I've heard they got a new deli.
Yeah.
And,
yes, sir.
Boy, that's dumb. That is real stupid. What a waste of everybody's time. Sure,
no. What a waste of time.
I liked it very much, Josh.
Thank you. We have another letter.
Okay, I'm sorry. Back to you.
Okay. Oh, I got a lot about cheating. This one really resonated with me. Here we go. Dear Allie, I caught my boyfriend cheating, forgave him, and then caught him cheating again. Both times he was cheating with a real uggo, which makes me even more confused about the whole situation. I know it shouldn't matter, but this is really weighing on me. What does it mean?
Get out.
It means just because they're ugly doesn't mean they ain't got skills.
Yeah. A real uggo.
It means he'll go for anything under any circumstances. Yep.
Yeah, probably, right? That means that anyone who looks over...
She might not have a pretty face, but she might have a tongue in her anus.
Uranus is a planet, of course. I don't think we need to. I don't think we need
you
to really.
Got it on the air.
Are we dissecting that one too? Yeah.
No, we're moving on now.
Get out.
Get out. No, that's not.
Yeah, he's cheating on you. Come on.
Yeah. Again? No. Mm-hmm. Well, Allie, what would you tell her? You know.
Oh my God. Well, that's why I was avoiding reading a lot of the cheating ones because I'm so jaded about that at this point. I wouldn't give anyone a second chance anymore.
Jaded.
Yeah.
Go to LorenaBobbitt.com and the Ginsu knife section.
Yeah, that'll keep him from cheating.
Oh, she's all over the...
What do you think, though? Is it more hurtful if someone cheats on you with someone unattractive or more attractive than you?
Well, isn't it beauty's in the eye of the beholder, right?
I guess so.
This is deck chairs in the Titanic. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't.
I would start to think about me and be like, well, maybe I'm less attractive because that's who
a self-esteem thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, there are a lot of
get out for sure. Yeah. Nope. Especially, I'd still maybe give someone one chance occasionally if there was like a real...
What are you doing this
compelling...
weekend?
No, Allie. We know you would, Allie.
Yeah, All right, I have to stop with that understanding.
Put that on your dating profile. He'll get a lot of clicks.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, you can cheat on me. I'll take you back. Yeah. It's okay.
Somewhat
just
tolerant.
Once.
Of...
Just one time.
Once.
I like long walks, rides on my rascal, and I'm somewhat tolerant of dirtbag cheaters. If you like to travel, and you'll buy the tickets. Okay.
Welcome to infidelity.com. It's a good...
Well, now, there is something to be said about that. If you go into the relationship knowing that somebody may not be faithful and you choose to do it, then that's a different story.
It is.
Well,
and there
but
are
that's
people
an open
who are tolerant like that.
Relationship, yeah. As opposed, because you guys know Mike Kaplan, right? Mm-hmm. Has he been on the show?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. MYQ,
he always
yeah.
has
yeah.
open relationships and long distance open relationships where they, you know, which is basically just knowing a person. I feel like it's not even,
yeah,
you know. But he's very into it, and he thinks it's very evolved and that everybody should be doing that type of thing. Hmm. But, yeah, I can't get on board.
Yeah. I don't blame you. As soon as I saw the way he spelled Mike, I was
out. Yeah, I was out for me.
Yeah, that was
M-Y-Q. I'm O-W-T or whatever.
D-I-Q-U-E.
He's a very
H-E-D.
I can't wait for him to storm out.
It's a joke, Mike, for God's sake.
He knows.
Okay, I'm sorry. Sure. I'm going to get back on my rascal. What's next?
Dear Allie, my boyfriend is divorced with a kid and doesn't want to remarry or have more children. I was fine with that, but I'm now feeling differently. He's scared because his ex turned out to be crazy. So I'm on the pill, but I'm thinking of, quote unquote, forgetting to take it for a while.
Yeah, no, that's it. Trap him. Trap him.
Yeah. 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 This always works.
Oh, God.
What a great plan. Do it. Do it.
Yeah, you know what they say, dishonesty always helps out in a relationship.
Oh, I like how she just pointed out that his ex was crazy and then talks about forgetting to take her pill.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, she says she's thinking about forgetting to take it because I don't think he'd change his mind if we talked about it. But if I was pregnant, he'd realize he wants this too.
Oh.
Wow.
Spoken like a true cuckoo bird.
Normally, when a guy's like, "Oh, my ex is crazy," I'm like, "Ah, probably not. It's probably you." But in this case, I think he just goes for crazy brunch.
Crazy people.
Yeah.
No, that's a bad one.
You can't do that.
Okay, we have time for one more, Allie. What's next?
Dear Allie, my ex boyfriend started drunk calling and texting me recently. He's been with a girl who he cheated on me with a few years ago. I have no desire to be with him, but I'm tempted to do it just to get back at her. What should I do?
No. Definitely. What the hell is wrong with these people?
That's a pretty solid plan, I think. That's a pretty solid plan.
You know what?
Christy, you like it?
If she knows what she... Yeah.
The widow over here.
You know, it's interesting. If she couldn't get... If she could do it and not get emotionally involved and just be like, ha, 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 and maybe like, it would make her feel better, and that's fine.
Having
the
last laugh, so to speak.
I think...
Yeah.
You know, that's horrible.
Well, of course it's horrible, but what happened to
you? Ever been to a wedding and you lean over to the person next to you and go, you know, the good news about this is they're saving two other people from having their lives ruined.
Yeah.
That's what this reminds me of. It's
sir.
Like there are no winners in this story. No, that's an awful thing to do. Wow.
It is an awful thing to do, but I do, once again, I'm jaded enough that I get a lot of these letters right now.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You know, Allie, you're coming off like someone's going to write you. I like going for long walks and exotic places and playing chess and cheating on you. And
that's going to be the one.
That's going to be the guy, yeah.
His name is Mike Kaplan.
I say you put the chess thing right up front.
Yeah, and see what that brings. Maybe I don't mind. I wouldn't mind dating a nerdy guy.
Sure.
Nothing wrong with that.
Why not?
You know, the great chess player.
I'm just staying off the websites for now. Like, girl time is so fun after a breakup, I think. I don't get girls who dive right back in. You need a little break, I think.
You know, Allie, the famous chess player, Bent Larson. Bent is a nickname.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, yeah. It's an adjective, yeah.
Huh.
Hung like all of the Netherlands, that guy.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Persil sorgt schon seit 1907 für tiefenreine Wäsche, auch bei den Johnsons. Oder, Anna?
Das stimmt. Sogar meine Oma hat schon mit Persil gewaschen.
Und als Dankeschön für über 100 Jahre Vertrauen gibt's jetzt bis zu 15 Euro Rabatt auf unser Bestes.
Das mit der roten Schleife.
Genau, made in Germany. Mehr Infos auf unserbestes.persil.de.
Wenn es tiefenrein ist, ist es Persil. Unser Bestes.